Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like the direction that our country is headed in. I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome and I love us.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:46. Three big things.
Three.
Congress begins the new year with two new U.S. senators.
Two.
Shoe sale ends with a man shot in North Wichita.
One.
Two dead in a grain elevator accident south of Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle causing a traffic hazard now. Northbound on I-135 is pretty close to Kellogg, so watch out for that one again. That's northbound I-135 near Kellogg. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Warming up just a bit. Sunny today with a high of 33 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita, 25. Partly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low, 13. Thursday, partly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 35. Now partly cloudy. Northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 18 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. The Monarch. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted.
Wednesday, that's today.
That's today.
Hey.
Stocks are starting 2018 in the green.
A new year and the records begin. The S&P and the NASDAQ close at record highs and the Dow Jones Industrial Average 14 points away from its all-time record close. The Dow gained 105 points at 24,824. The NASDAQ Composite up 103 at 7,006. The S&P 500 up 22 at 2695. Disney gained 4% and led the Dow Jones Industrial Average after Star Wars Last Jedi was 2017's top grossing film. Others movers were all about merger talk. The first was that Amazon could buy Target. That was what one Gene Munster said of Loop Venture co-founder, saying that that's a possibility for 2018 in his tech predictions on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Remember Mike Tyson, the boxer? Well, he's broken ground on his latest venture, billed as an oasis in the desert. He's opening Tyson Ranch in California City, but he's not going to be raising cattle or herding sheep. Instead, he'll be focusing on weed. That's right, the former heavyweight champion is entering the marijuana market. He and two business partners broke ground December 20th on a 40-acre plot of land about 110 miles north of Los Angeles, according to the Associated Press.
Just 40 acres?
Yeah. 40 acres.
Well, maybe you'll see how it works.
Tyson will use about 20 acres to give professional growers a chance to cultivate new strains and technology to advance research on the medical benefits of marijuana. So not only has he got an oasis, he is actually going to do some scientific research.
Good for him. Well, he's a multifaceted guy.
Oh, yeah. Mike Tyson.
He's had an acting career.
Yeah.
Movies and television. He's had a one-man show on Broadway. He's an author. He's been a stand-up comic. Now he's getting into agriculture.
Oh, I don't get any of it, but there you go. Airlines are sharing some of their tax law windfall with employees, and Boeing, the big aircraft maker, American and Southwest say they will pay employees bonuses of $1,000 each, a gesture that American said would cost $130 million. Southwest also said that it exercised options to buy more new jets from Boeing while delaying orders for some others before we get too carried away about all the generosity, these guys, this is the one airline that's been making a ton of money.
Yep, and they always end up at pretty much at the top of those ratings,
that's
too.
That's right. They've done a good job. They've made a ton of money, and they're going to share some of it with their employees because they think tax-wise it'll do them some good. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted, and time for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He says, Alexa, will you be my financial planner? Don, good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve. I am not a big fan of towers or disks from Google or Amazon in my house with the capability to eavesdrop on conversations in my family room. Inevitably, there will be stories of hacks into those systems, allowing the hacker to listen into conversations that are considered private because they're within the confines of a personal residence. Call me paranoid, but I wouldn't doubt that some intel agency will find a tenant of the Homeland Security Act to listen through somebody's dot in their living room. Well, in spite of that, we have one at home. Well, it was a gift, and Barb loves saying, Alexa, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Or, Alexa, play Bruno Mars in the family room. I like to unplug it. And just before pulling Alexa's plug yesterday, I asked, Alexa, please help me with financial planning. The bot answered, I don't know that. Well, Amazon wants everything. They want to answer that question with, okay, let's begin your financial plan. And knowing them, it'll happen sooner than later. Alexa will probably become part of the robo-advisor wave. Robo-advisors help people invest by eliminating the face-to-face with a person, and through a questionnaire, investors will be placed in a low-cost managed portfolio that fits their risk profile and time horizon as determined by the outcome of the questionnaire. Well, that can be fine for someone with a very simple financial situation, but once we factor in new tax laws, complex estate structures, alternative investments like rental properties or oil leases, corporate structures surrounding a small business, employees, corporate stock holdings, and mortgages, to name just a few challenges, it's difficult to imagine that talking to a disk will be able to factor all of these things into a comprehensive financial plan. I appreciate all that tech companies are doing to bring down costs through efficiencies and consolidation. I use a lot of those things. I hope that some entrepreneur genius can somehow fix healthcare so that everyone is covered and the rest of us taxpayers or premium payers aren't on the hook for their appendectomy. But for now, I'm not sure that I would trust Alexa with all of my hard-earned money and my future in retirement. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
You don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, Don, but
okay.
Your health insurance, are you buying that as a private individual on the market?
I am. Because I'm a business owner, I am buying it as a private individual, and I'm part of that 7%, I believe, that is paying the highest premiums in the country.
Oh,
it's outrageous.
My daughter and her husband are in that same group, and I know what their premium is, and it is outrageous.
And before we even walk into the doctor's office, we paid tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I feel helpless because, you know, Congress on both sides are playing with us, and nobody's getting it done. It's just upsetting as heck to me. So don't get me started, which you
okay, did. I'm sorry. Calm down. Your blood pressure, I'm worried about that. Today is Festival of Sleep Day. This day offers a cozy opportunity to rest after the New Year's celebrations. Taking part in the Festival of Sleep Day is easy and creative. All one has to do is find oneself a comfortable spot somewhere and fall asleep. Beds are not required. Festival of Sleep Day.
I think I'll just go to my office and kick back my chair, put my feet up on the desk.
Hey.
Well, no chance of that.
I was at Davis Moore Mazda yesterday waiting for them to put a battery in my car and sitting there with my wife, and you know what happened. They had to wake me up.
Festival of Sleep Eve.
I could sleep anywhere.
That's a big deal.
I was celebrating a little early, but what the heck. Festival.
Yeah, and sleep in tomorrow as a follow-up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. And then Ted can do the show. All right, thank you. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A complete look at today's news, including two people dead in a grain elevator accident south of Wichita. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.